Congratulations! You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Brown, and now we are joined by the magnanimous Nathan Laurie and Alex Matthew from No Danger. They're here to talk about the upcoming Riff Foundry gig at Gasworks Museum tomorrow. Morena to you both. How are we doing?
Kia ora.
Yeah, hey, great. We're doing great. Doing great, Zach. Thanks for having us.
Very epic. No worries at all. Was it a bit of a mish getting here at all? Was it all good?
No, it was pretty doable. You know, it could be like standard fare coming in, like rolling into the centre. And, you know, I'm always finding a very convenient park, like barely 10 steps away from the campus. So you know, it's happy days.
Nice. And what about you, Alex?
All good. I just chucked on my No Danger branded Hi-Vis and my helmet and rolled in on the bike. Easy as.
No Danger branded Hi-Vis?
You bet.
Well, that's awesome. That's a Hi-Vis vest or like
a proper Hi-Vis. And it's like, it's construction grade.
Yeah.
Hi-Vis. So we did our first merch drop. Some people do t-shirts or hoodies, but we thought we'd do something a bit different. Something for the cyclists. Some people who want to say safe.
Yeah, so, man.
It's all in the namesake, right? No Danger. It's all safety protocols.
Well, exactly.
Hell yeah. We'll get to the Riff Foundry in a moment, but first I want to ask a bit of a metaphorical question. If this is the Riff Foundry where riffs get smelted down and moulded, where is the Riff Mine?
The Riff Mine. Yeah. My goodness, that's probably like in the basement of a lot of these set up jam spaces in a lot of these homes.
Exactly. Well, we're rolling the miners out for a night.
Yeah. True. That's the whole point of
it. If the foundry is the sound system, the miners are the guys behind it, you know?
Yeah. They're the ones, lugging away.
So the mine's probably the space where it happens behind the stage. If the foundry's where the crowd is experiencing it, you know, it's right there. Mm. That's what live music is.
It's a very salient answer, Alex. I'm curious, No Danger, I assume you don't play it too safe, but what kind of vibe, if people haven't seen you before, what kind of vibe do No Danger present?
I think in terms of the songs that we choose to play, both covers and originals, it's sort of what we're into. We play in No Danger for fun. We're not going for any specific vibe, so to speak, but that sort of generates its own vibe. You know, live shows, we're just there to have fun. So we play, you know, all the styles that we find fun to play. And that can be from something jazz-influenced, funk, punk, you know. We've played some Taylor Swift. We've played Spice Girls for covers.
Hell yeah.
All over the place. We've even got some, you know, ska.
Crack up, man.
So, like, a lot of venue owners and people who we've done shows for have been kind of skeptical, having heard about our set list or what we're going to play, but we're yet to have someone who doesn't think it works after they've seen it. I was chatting to a fella from the band Donahue, who's going to be there at the gig tomorrow at the Gasworks, and he saw our set at Winter Solstice, and he heard us from a distance playing some pretty heavy stuff, and then he heard us come into a ska punk cover of Taylor Swift, and he said, "Man, my metalhead ears were offended, but I loved it." So, if that's what you're looking for, come along and hear us.
Mean. And in terms of original music, do you tend to stick to one specific genre, or again, are you quite a chameleon in that respect?
Well, I mean, you can just take a look at our Spotify. We released that Taylor Swift ska punk cover on Spotify last week. And then we've got Roll On By, which is just like a ripping kind of old school surf rock song. And we've got a couple more in the pipeline that are equally sort of in different places. But I think our style remains consistent with our instrumentation, you know, keys and guitar both front. And like virtuosic drumming as well. It's sort of a style of musicians as opposed to a style of genre.
Mm-hmm. True, and I mean, you touched on another act from who's playing tomorrow, Donahue. There's also going to be Robots in Love and Puppet Milk. How would you characterize their vibes? Are they aggressive? Are they disco? Are they funk? What are they?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's definitely a lot of funkiness going around with them. We'll say like Puppet Milk, they're like an instrumental trio, going towards more like sort of groovy metal, like metal-ish, like real melodic stuff, long kind of droney, plunging riffs. Donahue, they're a duo of drums and keys, just the two of them playing like a madhouse stack of live drum and bass, like electronic rock, you know, but, you know, this breaks site, you know, there's a lot of like sort of DJ influence in there, but then they do put on the cheese and get a bit of 80s synthwave in there, you know, just a bit of something for everyone.
Cool.
And then Robots in Love are like, you know, they're definitely, you know, they're our headliners, and so they're you know, much more established, been around for a good wee while, quite a, you know, iconic name in the sort of Dunedin live music circuit. Mm-hmm. Robots in Love, they're an like electronic rock trio. Half, you know, two of them are producers, and so there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of mixing. They got quite a bit of mixing gear happening live as they go. So yeah, it makes for a real dynamic spectacle.
Quite eclectic.
Yeah, big time. You know, and you know, like I said, electronic stuff. They, you know, they go big and like bombastic, almost like sort of movie soundtrack styles.
Thought I was going to sneeze there for a second. I turned off the microphone very briefly. I hate when that happens, eh? Like, it comes to your nose, it gets to the very tip of your nose, and then it just recedes.
Yeah. It's just on the cusp, you're ready horrid. To prepare for it, but it's like, nah, all build ups.
Just edging, eh? It's terrible. That's
right. Not what we need on a Thursday morning.
No, man, no, not at all. I'm curious to know, this gig is at the Gasworks Museum. Mm-hmm. How did this collaboration come about?
Oh, man.
Well, oh, man.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. It's just one of those like miracle balls in the air that we did good to catch. The guys who sort of run the Gasworks are very awesome people. The chair of the committee, Jonathan, was director of the Midwinter Carnival for the past few years.
Which you work for.
So. Yeah, that's right. And yeah, this year he stepped back and I stepped into his role. So there was definitely that thing of like us, you know, working together on like a big madhouse event, and kind of seeing, you know, seeing each other's passion or seeing each other's keenness to make more cool stuff happen. And you know, through another couple of other events and stuff, but you know, we're like, okay, let's put something together, you know, let's get something going at the Gasworks, you know. And so from there, you know, we just, you know, walked that path, and you know, now we're gonna reach the culmination tomorrow night.
Awesome, man. It sounds like it's going to be a real, real fun thing. And I hear there's talk that it might be a recurring event as well.
Yeah.
Pending the experience that's going to happen tomorrow.
That's right. Pending the experience on my bank account, we shall see what the future holds. But yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely there's quite a bit of interest, you know, from other musicians and bands or other, like, promoters and such interested in the venue, you know, wanting to really use the space. Because for this one, I'm doing a bit of a more simple, straightforward outing, you know, for the first one, rather than putting on all the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
Those bells and whistles can wait for future ones, like maybe perhaps a summer Rift Foundry where we put it on like in the outdoor area, which is very epic. The space is stupendous.
Yeah, let's talk about the space. Like, it's just so cool. Yeah. It's super industrial. There's all this amazing equipment around. I didn't know like the Gasworks Gasworks place that's now a museum. Yeah. It's been around since like I think it's 1862 or 1863 was first built.
It's right. There was like a gas pumping like manufacturing sort of place. Yeah, it was running for like 100 years, up until like 1987. It's still got a lot of the machines in there. And so the guys who run it, they can like just sort of turn them on and get them going, like this big hydraulic pumping. I'm making motions with my hands, but it's no good on radio. but yeah, all the stuff is still there, and it creates just a really wicked aesthetic.
Awesome.
You know, I can't wait to light it up with fluoro neon lights and all that good stuff.
Yeah, that'd be mean. That'd be mean. As well, I think it's I think to the end of our interview, we're running out of time. We've got another interview coming up very shortly, so thank you all for very, very much for coming on the program this morning. If people want to go to the Rift Foundry, they can head to the r1.co.nz/gig-guide. They can find a link there. It's you can find tickets at humanitix.com. Starts at 6 p.m. and the gig is featuring Robots in Love, Donahue, No Danger, and Puppet Milk. Very awesome stuff. We have a corridor with director Josephine Stewart-Tefu next in the next 5 minutes about their new movie, We Were Dangerous, which is funny because we have no danger here, and then we've got some danger coming up.
That's right.
So it's keeping people on their toes. Oh, yes.
And if you do feel too dangerous from that, just know that No Danger's playing tomorrow at Gasworks, then on Saturday at U-Bar, and then next Thursday again at U-Bar.
Hell yeah.
So if you really want to stay safe, that's how you do it.
Yeah, That's great. That's good safety.
You'll see them all in the gig guide.
We will indeed. Well, here is No Danger with Roll On By. It is 9:11 here on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. I'll see y'all very soon for another yarn. Bye.
Mom using fire in the bag. God, leave me alone. Oh, God, I'm so happy.
Attention, all passengers. Things are about to get.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. Find more at r1.co.nz.